Today's gospel, which is from the Sunday, says that these things about our Lord's appearance after his resurrection to his apostles are written down that we might believe, and that believing we may have life in his name. And in fact, Jesus himself tells us that he has come that we might have life, that we might have life, that life in his name. And this life refers, first of all, to supernatural life, the life of grace in the soul. But in order to receive the gift of supernatural life, we first have to receive that gift of natural life. For this reason, the gospel, which can also be called the gospel of life, speaks out loud and clear against the culture of death in which we live. In fact, this was the title that Venerable John Paul II gave to one of his encyclicals, Evangelium Vitae, the gospel of life. Now, just like the gospel of life refers to both supernatural life and natural life, so the culture of death is bent on destroying not only natural life by means of abortion, euthanasia, the creation and destruction of human embryos, but also of destroying supernatural life, the life of grace in the soul, by eliminating God from the public square, by trying to secularize everything, and to lead souls to sin and perdition. This year of the priests, I'm reading the biography of St. John Vianney, patron saint of priests, and there's a quote that should also ring out loud and clear to our contraceptive culture. There was a woman by the name of Rouet who was getting older. She already had a large family, and she came to find out that she was pregnant again. So she was a little distressed about it. So she made the pilgrimage to Ars to speak to the Holy Curé, maybe find some words of consolation. And so she approaches the confessional, and St. John Vianney says to her, "You look very sad, my child." And the woman answered, "Oh, I am so advanced in years, Father." And St. John Vianney responded, "Be comforted, my child, if you only knew the women who will go to hell because they did not bring into the world the children they should have given to it." What a sharp admonition against the contraceptive mentality so widespread today. Now, why does St. John Vianney say that all of the women who go to hell because they did not bring into the world children they should have given to it? Why? Because contraception is a mortal sin. And those who die in mortal sin are eternally lost. Now, we should also consider natural family planning. This that is taught so widespread among Catholics, and I believe is often taught as the ordinary way of going about things. Well, that's not the case. As the Catechism says, there needs to be a just cause in order to use natural family planning. Let's not let natural family planning become the Catholic contraception that is be used with a contraceptive mentality. But the common and ordinary way of doing things ought to be supernatural family planning. That is, generously accepting all of the children that God wants to send, as St. John Vianney says. So let us today invoke the intercession of St. John Vianney and also Venerable John Paul II for the conversion of this current culture of death, conversion of this contraceptive culture, so as to fulfill our Lord's desire that we may have life and have it in abundance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Fructum ventris tuum.